Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, June 10th. It was warming up. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. He wrote the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. More than 3 million people live here. When they get hungry, we go to work. Just the food facts, Lieutenant. That's all we want this morning.
All right. Well, I'm lucky to be here with all the crazy people on the road this morning.
Is it a bit of an adventure driving right now?
It was today. It's not usually, but my God, today was terrible. I don't know what these idiots are out there.
Well, let's try to pacify everybody with some good food. What do you got?
Well, I went to Chicago Taco Authority. The CTA, in other words, at 4219 West Irving Park. And I have to say, very rare. I usually go places based on recommendations. Mm-hmm. I never heard of this place before I went there. And the only reason I went there is because of their advertising, which I almost never do. But the Chicago Taco Authority. Right. And so they kind of base their menus and stuff on the L maps. They have a lot of CTA stuff.
Cute.
And I thought it was really kind of a cute place. Actually, I probably driven past it a bunch of times, but I thought there's a big sign in there that says CTA. I thought it was some kind of regional office at first. Then all of a sudden I said, Taco is this way. So I went in there. But, I mean, each part of their menu is based on one of the L lines. Like the tacos are the blue line. And not tacos or the green line and the red line for sides and the yellow line for dessert. So
it's a theme restaurant.
It's a whole theme, yeah. But it was really good. So I told my wife, we got to go to this taco place because it's based on trains. I don't know. I guess sometimes I'm a little dumb about stuff like that. But but I did go there, and I can, you know, happily say that it was very good tacos. They had I ordered for the whole family. So we got steak, pork, shrimp. And they were great. The shrimp tacos actually have they're like Cajun shrimp. So it's a little bit of a Southwest as opposed to Mexican taste. And it was very good. And they had them all. It was all fresh made. So while I'm sitting there, they're making up the steak, and they have the great seasonings on the steak. So it was really good. Corn tortillas.
You know, sometimes some of these restaurants, if they're too cutesy and have themes going, you think, well, then maybe the food's not great. But you liked the tacos, huh?
I did, yeah. Yeah, and you're right. Most of the time, like especially when you go to a lot of small places like I do, most small, really good places, they don't spend a whole lot of time on decoration because they think they got this recipe that's going to win everybody over, so they spend more time on the food. And this place, it wasn't like overly a CTA theme, but it was enough that it gets your attention. And then they had the guacamole, which I got. It's also fresh made guacamole, and you can get it with the jalapenos, like the real Mexican way, which is, you know what, I always like it a little spicy. I guess some people don't. It seems to be the American way is to not have the jalapenos in there, but I really liked it.
By the way, did you hear about the sriracha hot sauce shortage? One of the big manufacturers of that sauce, Huy, how you say that?
Huy Fong.
They're saying that they are going to suspend sales of their famous spicy sauce over the summer due to a shortage of chili peppers.
Really? Yeah. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, supply chain's really killing everything. We have one closing later to talk about that. It's too bad. But they had all the regular Mexican stuff. They had horchata. I see I left a few things off on my notes, but it was a very nice little place. They got it, if you go on the web, it says they only do takeout, but that's not true. They had some tables set up. I think they haven't updated their website since they reopened, and it's a nice little place to eat. It's right there on Irving Park, right near where the expressway goes over, so it's very easy to get off, and there was plenty of parking when I was there.
4219 West Irving Park, Chicago Taco Authority. Are the waiters and waitresses dressed as CTA conductors?
No, that'd be cool, wouldn't it? or if you play with the old fare toll. But, you know, it's funny. They did have a lot of CTA stuff on there, and it reminded me that there used to be a CTA store that you can buy old. I still, to this day, I regret not spending the $200 on one of those old bus fare tolls that you used to drop the money in.
You mean the boxes?
Yeah, the old box. Remember the old boxes you used to get on the train?
Sure. And you'd have a they still have transfers? I don't know.
I don't think they do. No, because you pay everything on your card.
So, all right. Well, this sounds like a good spot for tacos. And also, they have desserts there, too, right?
They do, yeah. And they have a couple of desserts. And they also have these, they have these candles for some reason. I don't know why. And they're all based on different train lines, so it's a little extra, and not so much dessert, but a little extra. And I swear to God, I smelled all the candles because I wanted to see if they made one that smelled like the L, but they don't. They're all named after the lines, but they all smell good.
You just gave them a good idea.
I actually suggested it while I was there.
All right, well, I want to hear
about... You know that tunnel that goes between the Red Line and the downtown?
Mm-hmm,
that tunnel has a particular smell if anybody who's been in it.
No. Yeah, that's a Chicago smell to go with the screeching L sound of the city that we grew up with, right?
That's the other thing I suggested, that they should have the soundtrack of the train station in there, but they didn't have that.
Well, we had to hire you as an advisor.
Right.
I want to ask you about those goodies, the baked goodies you brought in. We'll do that after a break here with Lieutenant David Haynes. It's our Friday food feature continuing after this. All right, Lieutenant Haynes, what is for dessert?
Oh, we got some sweet stuff here. I went to a bakery called Edge of Sweetness at 6034 North Broadway and up in Edgewater. And it's actually a kind of a cool story. The owner, Kate Merrill, was a trauma nurse at Mount Sinai for 20 years. And she made these great cookies that everybody liked. And they told her, you know, you make these so good, you should start selling them. And so she decided to go ahead and go into business and create a bakery, and she started her bakery up Edge of Sweetness, 6034 North Broadway, and started. When she started off, she was doing basically just the cookies, mm-hmm. and then her partner left. And during the pandemic, when things got really bad and everything shut down, she went back to nursing and helped in the hospitals when they were overrun. So, I mean, a first responder that should be supported here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wow, those cinnamon rolls look good.
So the cinnamon rolls are the best. I have to say, the cinnamon rolls are better than a restaurant that's known for them that we won't mention, but rhymes with Bam Tathers.
And those are pretty good.
Yeah, but these are, I actually like these better. I do. I like them better. They're not over the top, and they're just a great amount of sweetness. I mean, you know, anything that has that much, you can see how much it's got frosting on the cinnamon, but it's got more cinnamon, too, than I think the other one does. And so I really love their cinnamon rolls, and it seems to be one of their biggest sellers. You can buy them, like, you know, four packs, half dozen. Or Andy, a dozen to bring home. So,
Andy's trying to be good. Just leave him alone. He's trying.
they also have her Kate's famous cookies. You know, they have chocolate chip cookies and oatmeal chocolate chip cookies. They have a whole bunch of varieties of cookies.
That's quite an assortment you brought in today.
Yeah. So I brought cinnamon rolls. I know she put some of the cookie bars in there and lemon squares, I think, or lemon triangles.
Yeah, those are good.
And also, they make their bagels too fresh. And so I think she put a couple of bagels in there. And they have, in addition to that, they have cafe sandwiches and stuff and coffee.
I'm looking at their menu. It's quite a big menu.
Yeah, and they do these sweetbreads that are really good too. And regular artisan bread, which is great. Their sweetbreads, they have the banana chocolate chip bread. I mean,
I'm convinced. Yeah. Edge of Sweetness, 6034 North Broadway. And what a great story behind that place.
Yeah, Kate Merrill, she's very nice. And, you know, she's done a lot for you know, for the people of the city, and now, you know, she's having fun doing what she wants to do, you know, living a dream.
Hey, have a nice cinnamon roll and support her. It's a win-win.
Yeah, I mean, as a police officer, I mean, there's nobody we respect more than trauma nurses. I mean, we see what they do. Nurses, believe me, I mean, I've been in the hospital, and I've worked at the hospital, and nurses do far more than doctors do.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, doctors will give a ticket to in a minute, but nurses we almost never do.
News is coming up at the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Lieutenant Haynes has restaurant and food news for us right now.
Yeah, a couple of sad notes. One, Jewish Deli, Jeff and Jews, is closing its doors this weekend. Yeah, of an Ukrainian village. And they, you know what? It's, I think it's just kind of a bad luck. Jeff and Jude's is a deli. It's a Jewish deli that rivals the Carnegie Deli in New York. And unfortunately, they opened up right as the pandemic hit. And, you know, they never, I don't think, ever got to their profit margin because they were using very high quality meats. They believed in paying their employees, you know, a high wage. And it just, it seemed like they never got out of the starting blocks.
Too bad. We don't have enough delis around here.
So they're closing this Sunday, and that's 1024 Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
So you have till Sunday to get in there. They're going to open something else up there this summer, but it's too bad that they're closing.
Farmers markets are opening, and the Edgewater Monday market is going to take place, right?
Yeah, right outside the Broadway Armory. And, you know, since we're up in Edgewater for a little bit today, it's a great place to go. And if you get a chance to walk around the inside of the Broadway Armory, it's Chicago's only indoor park. It's a fantastic place, I think. It's one of the rare things where we got, like, federal land and turned it into something beautiful. So you can go there, and they have a bunch of stands and get some good stuff and walk around Edgewater.
And we want to say goodbye to a neighborhood favorite on Milwaukee Avenue, Daisy's.
Yeah, Daisy. Well, they're not leaving. They're just moving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what? And I was going to leave that off because they didn't put the address of where they're moving to in the story. But
I'm glad they're going to be around anyway.
Yeah, they're at 2523 North Milwaukee, and they're going to be open until they open a new place. So,
have a happy weekend of eating, Lieutenant.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I'm going to go up to the Edgewater Farmers Market.
Talk to you next week.
Hey, let's be careful out here.